We're back once again with Earl Scruggs. And Earl, over the years, your banjo has had a number of changes to it. Tell us a little bit about how those came about.
Well, first off, back in 1948, Don Reno had the banjo that I have, and I had a good banjo, RB3, I believe it was, and he came through Bristol, and he was wanting my banjo, and his banjo that I have now was in bad shape. I mean, it was a Granada, gold plated. But it looked like it'd been like a penny would look after it'd been laying out for 10 years on the soil or something. It looked terrible, and part of the metal part was broken on the thing. But I could hear a tone in it that I liked, and I didn't like the neck in it because it was an extra large neck. But anyway, I traded with him. I gave him my banjo. For his banjo and a 18 Martin guitar. Well, in a little while, I contacted Gibson people up at Kalamazoo. That's where they were at that time. And I asked them about cutting the neck down. And they wrote me back and said that they could do it, but the neck would warp if they did it. Well, I was stubborn enough to believe that older piece of wood might not warp, and I just didn't want it the way it was. So I sent it back, and they cut it down, made it a nice size neck, but it did warp, and I had to have another neck put in it. But now it's all restored back the way it came from the factory back to 1932 or 3, whenever it was made.
Right. I've heard you call that banjo, you said you didn't particularly like the gold and stuff. You called it a working banjo.
Well, a gold, as you know, is a soft substance or whatever I should call it. And My problem with gold has been that it would tarnish, and once it starts looking bad, it just looked pretty bad. And two, it went through a period of time when it was hard to get any repair work done on a banjo at all, much less gold plating. They didn't understand what you needed. And to just solve the problem, I just went to chrome metal, all except the tone ring. Now, the basic part of the banjo, the tone ring and the resonator, and other than finish on the outside part of the resonator, has never been touched, and I wouldn't touch that for nothing in the world. Right. Because that's where the sound is when the neck is, you got a good neck mounted in there, good. But anyway, the old tone ring looks like, well, you'd have to see it to make up your own mind what it looks like. But anyway, the tone's still there, and I've always left it at that. But like a stretcher band over a period of years will kind of roll out a little bit and different parts, and you'll strip brackets and a few things. So I just had more access to the chrome part, so that's what I went with.